time to McGuire. House Democrats step up their effort to pass bills aimed at election security. AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
With President Trump suggesting he'd accept opposition research from foreign entities and the Mueller report spelling out Russian interference in 2016, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's up to Congress to act.
There was an assault on our country.
She says the GOP-led Senate has yet to vote on a package of bills, and there's no support from President Trump.
Says it's a hoax. A hoax. The president of the United States should be the one taking the lead to look into what happened there, and instead he's saying they could do it again.
Senate leaders rejected some election proposals earlier this year, saying they didn't want to interfere with state-run elections. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Britain agrees, saying it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, the British Foreign Office saying it's almost certain that a branch of the Iranian military was involved. In an interview with Fox and Friends, President Trump referred to video from the U.S. Central Command of the crew of an Iranian gunboat reportedly removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the vessels.
Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode, and it's probably got essentially Iran written all over it.
Democratic National Committee has its lineup for a pair of presidential candidate debates.
The six female contenders are evenly divided, and the two African-American candidates, Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, will also be on separate nights. Two favorites of the party's liberal wing, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, won't be going head-to-head either. Democratic Party officials had promised to ensure that top-tier and lagging candidates are spread roughly evenly over the two nights, but the second night, June 27th, features more candidates toward the top of the polls.
That's the AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is AP Radio News. A helicopter pilot who heads a military command in Guam will be the first female leader of the U.S. Naval War College. The Navy announced today, days after removing the college president who came under investigation over questionable behavior. Navy Secretary Richard Spence says in a statement, Rear Admiral Shoshana Chatfield is an historic choice. As France sets about rebuilding Notre Dame, many of the funds initially pledged haven't come through.
The billionaire French donors who publicly promised flashy donations totaling hundreds of millions to rebuild Notre Dame haven't yet paid anything toward the restoration of the cathedral, according to church and business officials. Instead, it's been mainly American citizens via the Friends of the Notre Dame charity that have paid more than $4 million in salaries and other expenses since the April 15th fire. The blaze devastated the cathedral's roof and caused its masterpiece spire to collapse. Cleanup and stabilization efforts at the cathedral continue around the clock. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.